States. Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters, Fox News strategic analyst, joins me now. Well, let's deal with the low-hanging fruit, first of all, because it's fun to deal. I mean, these comments are just off the wall. I don't think there's anybody who's been more effusive in praise of this dictator than the Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau, whose father was also a prime minister who praised Fidel. Here's what he said. He called Fidel, while a controversial figure, both Mr. Castro's supporters and detractors recognized his tremendous dedication and love for the Cuban people, who had a deep and lasting affection for El Comandante. I mean, love for the Cuban people as he was shooting him in the head?
Well, David, Justin Trudeau has the intellectual heft of cotton candy. But his statement, his just stunning statement right after Castro's death, before he tried to walk it back, making Castro sound like Mother Teresa with a beard, was exemplary of how the left reacts to any bloody, murderous dictator who learns how to say justice for the people, anti-imperialism, and a few other catchwords.